Chapter 23. Who will set a guard over my mouth, and upon my lips an effective seal, that I may not fail through them, that my tongue may not destroy me? Yahweh, Father and Master of my life, permit me not to fall by them. Who will apply the lash to my thoughts, the rod of discipline to my mind, that my failings may not be spared, nor the sins of their heart overlooked? Lest my failings increase and my sins be multiplied, lest I succumb to my foes and my enemy rejoice over me. Yahweh, Father and God of my life, do not abandon me into their control. Do not allow me a brazen look. Ward off passion from my heart. Do not let the lustful cravings of the flesh master me. Do not surrender me to shameless desires. Give heed, my children, to the instruction that I pronounce, for he who keeps it will not be enslaved. Through his lips is the sinner ensnared. The railer and the arrogant man fall by them. Do not let your mouth form the habit of swearing or becoming too familiar with the holy name. Just as a slave who is constantly under scrutiny will not be without welts, so one who swears continually by the holy name will not remain cleansed from sin. A man who swears often heaps up obligations. The scourge will never be far from his house. If he swears in error, he incurs guilt. If he neglects his obligation, his sin is doubly great. If he swears without reason, he cannot be found righteous, and all his house will suffer affliction. There are words which merit death. May they never be heard among Jacob's heirs. For all such words are foreign to the devout, who do not wallow in sin. Do not let your mouth become used to coarse talk, for in it lies sinful matter. Keep your father and mother in mind when you sit among the mighty, lest in their presence you commit a blunder and disgrace your upbringing, by wishing you had never been born or cursing the day of your birth. A man who has the habit of abusive language will never mature in character as long as he lives. Two types of men multiply sins, a third draws down wrath. For burning passion is a blazing fire, not to be quenched until it burns itself out. The man given to sins of the flesh, who never stops until the fire breaks forth. The rake to whom all bread is sweet, and who is never through until he dies. And the man who dishonors his marriage bed and says to himself, "Who can see me? Darkness surrounds me, walls hide me, no one sees me. Why should I fear to sin?" He is not mindful of the Most High, fearing only the eyes of men. He does not understand that the eyes of Yahweh, 10,000 times brighter than the sun, observe every step a man takes and peer into hidden corners. The one who knows all things before they exist still knows them after they are made. Such a man will be punished in the streets of the city. When he least expects it, he will be apprehended. So also the woman who leaves her husband and offers as heir her son by a stranger. First, she has disobeyed the law of the Most High. Secondly, she has wronged her husband. Thirdly, in her wanton adultery, she has borne children by another man. Such a woman will be dragged before the assembly, and her punishment will extend to her children. Her children will not take root. Her branches will not bring forth fruit. She will leave an accursed memory. Her disgrace will never be blotted out. Thus all who dwell on the earth shall know, and all who inhabit the world shall understand, that nothing is better than the fear of Yahweh, nothing more salutary than to obey his commandments.